Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with you. That's a big part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kristen Chivago is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen is a new friend. She helps people like you, small business owners, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And she broke some glass ceilings, or maybe I should say some steel ceilings by being the first woman to sell machine shop tools in the U.S. How about that? I'm wondering how she did that. In 2003, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? So she's now a revenue coach, among other things, author of Roadmap to Revenue: How to Sell You the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. She's right about that. Customers are wanting different things these days. But we're going to talk about some of the things she sees out there with her clients that are the good, the bad, and the ugly. Kristen Chivago, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So you talk to a lot of small businesses. You work with them, help them get themselves out of their own way. What are some of the things you see that they're classic mistakes that they make?
I think the biggest mistake is we assume that we understand what our customers want and how they buy. And those assumptions lead us to make bad decisions about how we approach them, the content we give them, even how we talk about our product or create our product or service. And it doesn't work. So they have a buying process. We have a selling process, and they're not in sync. And we know that as buyers, but we forget it when we start selling. Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing just falls apart. So actually, we make it harder for them to buy from us.
Exactly. And you know, Kristen, back when I was a pup, before you were born, you could almost presume to know what your customers wanted. You know, the market wasn't moving very fast. Wasn't a lot of new stuff coming out. If a customer wanted a brown sweater this year, you know, maybe that's not a good idea, good example of fashion. But if they wanted a certain type of thing this year, they're probably going to want the same thing next year. You know, that one breaks, they're going to come back and get the same thing. But here in the 21st century, the second decade of the 21st century, it's not like that. And a lot of businesses there's still a lot of businesses who remember those days, don't they? And they think that's the way things still are.
Yeah, and it's complicated further now because it's always been that way. And I know you said when I was a pup, but I've actually started my company in 1979, so I've been around for a little while and seen a lot of things. And what happens is there's this disconnect between the buyer and the seller. But now we also have another customer, and that's Google.
Right.
Google owns like something like 95% of the search market. So if you're not giving Google what Google wants,
right,
then you're invisible to customers.
The spiders. It's more specifically the spiders, right? The indexing spiders.
Yeah, the algorithm, they've got 200 criteria they use to decide if you're worth ranking on top or not. And it's just a robot, but it's a dumb robot. You have to be very clear about who you are, what you sell, and what's special about it so that Google can say, oh, yes, I get these people. They're doing this.
Right. And that's the sort of the retail, a lot of the retail side. On the business-to-business side, it's very similar because business customers who might not find you on Google, they have their own sort of algorithms, don't they? Part of which is I don't let people call on me if I don't know them. You know, that kind of thing. Those are some new algorithms that makes it more difficult these days, doesn't it?
Yes, customers is infinitely more unreachable than ever before. I mean, we're all really good at avoiding everybody.
So
we don't have time. So,
after you're through with your clients, obviously they're doing the right things. What would that look like?
Well, what I did for years as a revenue coach is I would come in and ask them what they think is important to their customer, and they'd give me a list, basically, of all the things they think are important, mm-hmm. and here's why we market the way we do and all that. And then I'd go out and interview their customers. And I always interviewed customers who had already bought from them because they wouldn't mind spending an hour on the phone with me, right. and they had a vested interest in the company because they'd already invested, mm-hmm. and they were happy to tell you what they were thinking.
It's amazing. It's amazing. This is what businesses don't get, Kristen. Your customers want to help you, don't they? They don't mind.
Yes,
if they like
absolutely.
You, they'd like helping you. They actually feel honored when you ask them questions if you do it the right way.
Yes, absolutely. It is not saturated. I always thought when I became a revenue coach, and I did that because I didn't want to just compete with the classic sales and marketing gurus, because CEOs didn't really care about, and entrepreneurs didn't really care about sales and marketing. What they cared about was revenue. So that's why I became a revenue coach. I created an industry for myself. And when I did that, I thought, okay, well, you know, everybody else is going to do this. But nobody does, because they think they know more than the customer. They think they understand. And so they go out and do it. And my interviews always convinced me every single time that the perceptions the sellers held were inaccurate. And so everything they were doing with customers was inaccurate. It didn't ring their chimes. The customer had to work too hard to try to figure out what they were selling and why it was better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And another thing that happens that I see is when a customer actually does come in, we still further presume to know, or at least to think, that they know nothing, and that you have to start with from zero instead of realizing this customer's probably already done a lot of homework. Ask them what they know before you start. What do you think?
Yeah, I was probably one of the first people, and then it became a statistic that everybody quotes, which is sort of funny, but I was one of the first people to say they've done 60 to 80% of their research, mm-hmm. gotten their questions answered. That's the thing that they want, is they mm-hmm. want answers to their questions.
The ones that are left,
so
that they haven't already answered for themselves,
are.
Right?
Right, right. And so by the time they get to us, they're you know, 60 to 80% done. Now I'd say it's more like 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So they only want the answers to very specific questions, and we need to get out of the way and then answer those questions to their satisfaction.
Otherwise, you're just annoying them, and it makes you look like
exactly.
you don't know what's going on. Kristen, I need your website, please.
Yeah. It's zhivagopartners.com.
Z-H-I-V-A-G-O, zhivagopartners.com. The book is called Roadmap to Revenue. We come back, we're going to put all this online and see if Kristen can help us with that after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.